Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. Oh. All right. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 27th of July of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, and it's such a great blessing to have you here with us, wherever you're tuning in from, whether you're here in Michigan or across the U.S. or across the world. And obviously, as we have people tuning in from many different countries, that means many different time zones. And for some of you in places like United Arab Emirates, it's the middle of the night there. And you think about that and you go, wow. The fact that they would be up in the middle of the night listening to this. Now, granted, some people do, of course, work in the middle of the night, but still, nonetheless, it's pretty cool that you would make that determination to tune in, because that shows commitment, dedication. And so I'm so glad that you're with us. It means a lot that you would make that determination to tune in and to find out what it is that the Lord has for you tonight. Because I feel like the Lord always has something for us. You just got to be ready. You just got to be expecting of Him, for Him to move. And so I'm really glad that you are with us tonight. As I always say. And so man, sometimes I wonder, where has this year went? Where has the summer went? Do you listeners realize that when I come back on Monday, it won't be July anymore? It'll be August. Brittany, where's my time machine? I don't want to go back to, like, July 1st, because sometimes when July's almost over, I just want to go to July 1st or something like that. And usually I'm not thinking about the time machine until the 30th. But because of how early school is starting, like around here, Midland Public Schools is starting back on the 22nd. But your daughter's going to Bullet Creek, right? If she's going to Bullet Creek, then she's safe for another week. What?
I don't even know when they start school.
Bullet Creek is the 29th. No, yeah, Bullet Creek's the 29th, so safe for an extra week. Yes. As they say. And then, but unfortunately, they still got a waiver to start school early. And so, but yeah, in the past, I just wanted, you know, the time to go back to like July 1st. Now, I'd like to push that clock back to, like, I don't know, June 10th. And do the summer all over, most of the summer all over again. Yeah. No, the time machine's not real. I wish it was, because I'd push that button right now. While there's still 4 days left. because once August gets here, is that realization that summer's coming to close. And then fall will be here after that. And if you're wondering what the two biggest excitements about fall are to me, one is the pumpkin thing, pumpkin everything. You know, pumpkin pie and pumpkin other sweet treats that are pumpkin flavored. That's one of the things. The other item that I look forward to in the summer, I mean in the fall, is football. As for the whole idea of the holidays, nope, that's for later. Later, as we get later into the season. And once you get there in Michigan, as far as actual weather, if you go by what Michigan gets, as opposed to like actual astronomical seasons, then you're just about to winter for Thanksgiving. You're just about to winter. And then, of course, Christmas is in the winter up here. So, the question to my mind is like, where did the summer go? Because, like, the big school system here, Midland Public, they got their last day of school was the Friday before Memorial Day. This is week number 9 of the summer. They only have 3 weeks left. So no wonder, Brittany, why I'm wondering where in the world the summer went. It flew. It always does. Anything you try to do to slow it down never works. I felt like even the COVID summer went by too fast for me. Would you agree? Is there any way to slow it down, or do you doubt it? Sometimes in the winter, though, I would like to use this time machine to do the opposite, make it go by a whole lot quicker. It's just one of my little musings, because kind of shows you, you know, where I'm at and how I do like summer a whole lot more than winter weather. Because the aspects of winter that I really like, they're all centered around Christmas, all of them. Are you kind of the same way? But then once you get to like January 1st, all that stuff is done. Then we can just go right to like March, late March, April. And then I would not use the time machine to skip over fall. But what I would use it for would be to make it so that it was always the weekend. Why always the weekend? Or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday? Football. That makes sense, Brittany, doesn't it? Because if you were to skip fall, that means you'd have to skip football season. And I don't want to do that. And for some of you who are new and maybe started listening just after the 5-year thing on Monday, which was awesome, I go big into football every fall. And we do this little football central thing. And we talk about what's going on in the city high school football here, Midland High and Midland Dow, as well as college football and also pros. Like, what are the Lions doing? hopefully the Lions this year can get to a little more of a roar and a bit less of a meow. I hope they can get a good roar going. Just like the Tigers. They're not roaring either. They're just sitting there. I mean, they had a close game yesterday, but anyhow, that's kind of having telling you a little bit at the moment, kind of what's on my mind. So I've had a good summer to this point. Now, if you include all the way up to Labor Day as being part of summer, then in that case, we're only two-thirds through. We still got a full month left. And so I still got some stuff to look forward to as far as summer is concerned. So, no, it's not all doom and gloom. But obviously, summer cannot last forever. Thank goodness. I'm so glad that winter cannot last forever. I feel like some of the characters from Frozen would love for winter to last forever. Don't you think, Brittany? Who in particular? Elsa? What? I think her heart's frozen, even in the summer. Don't you? No, listeners. We shouldn't let our heart. You know, you say, now she's not following the Bible verse in John where it says, do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let your love grow cold. I would even say, don't let your heart grow cold. But when it's talking about cold there, it's not talking about a temperature, like a temperature as to outside. It's not talking about, you know, 10 degrees, 0 degrees, or below zero, or if you want to go the other ways, like, you know, 40 degrees, 50. 60, because obviously different places will have different ideas as to what cold is. But as for the case of Frozen, well, obviously we're talking below freezing. And then I'm sure in some places even below zero. Because here in Michigan, up here where I live in central Michigan, at least every other year we will see at least one night that will go below zero. Basically, every year we will see at least one or two nights that will go to the single digits. So we know what real cold winter nights look like because we get them in Michigan. And oh, we get snow here too. Not always at Christmas time. In my mind, I think Christmas time is the one time a year where it can, like, really snow. I mean, where I wouldn't mind it really doing it and be good with it. Because that way, you know, at that point, if it's snowing more around Christmas as opposed to other times of the winter, it kind of gives it more meaning in a way. Don't you think? Because several years ago, we actually had it, and I enjoyed it that it was like this. We actually had it so that for the most part, based on average, the coldest part of the whole winter, was between Thanksgiving and Christmas, about 5, 6, or 7 years ago, something like that. Do you remember that kind of sort of? That was actually perfect timing for it to be like that, wasn't it? In a way, you almost wish we could have that again, don't you? I mean, if it's gonna do that, it should do it then. You know what I mean? And then kind of warm up as you get more into January, because then there's something about that when you go outside, it's kind of, but then you get in the car, and not only is the heat programmed so that it's gonna start when you turn on the car, but the Christmas station has been pre-programmed. So you get in the car and boom, the Christmas music starts. Are you into Christmas stuff when it starts?
Absolutely.
Me too. You and I would both be thinking the same thing, because you'd be going out there, and then you get in there and it's like much better, because then the Christmas music starts. You get the idea?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, no worries, we still have a couple weeks left. Until you don't, because it's just about over. You see, folks, that's the other time when I want my time machine. Wouldn't you want it for then? For when it's like the 25th, like at 9 o'clock? Because then, you know, come the 27th or whenever, it's going to stop. Then in Summer Bowls. All right. Kind of my little monologue, kind of what's going through my mind as we're about to get ready to kind of move on to, you know, another month and then later another season. All right. So, I do want to remind you of a couple of, honestly, want to remind you of two quick things. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It is the story of my life. And, you know, it chronicles the battles that I've faced and what I've went through. But you know what else is in it? The victories, the stories of the victories, the miracles that I've seen. Because I've seen many miracles in my life. That's why this show is called Miracle Man, because I serve a miracle-working Jesus that has done many great miracles in my life. And I continue to believe that God is going to finish the great work that he has started in my life. I know that I'm going to see him finish it. It's not something that I go, I wish, I hope, I guess. No, I believe it. I believe he's going to do it. I honestly believe he's going to do it. I expect him to do it. And I trust in his word. You should too, those of you who are believing for God to do something in your life. And tonight when we open the Word of God, we're going to be talking about a miracle that God did with Moses and the Israelites. I'm talking about the Red Sea. And because right now I'm doing this Moses series. The idea, this whole thing with Moses traveling with the Israelites to out of Egypt, including the part on Pharaoh. Where Pharaoh kept refusing to let him go, and then all the plagues and all that. But I'm going to keep this series on Moses and the Israelites going. And I don't know about you listeners, but I'm enjoying it. Amen. I really am enjoying it. But you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com. Rivers with an I. RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how the book can be a blessing into your life, because I do want to see you get blessed. I truthfully and honestly do. And it's my prayer for you that you would honestly get blessed, because I want to see you get blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing I wanted you about the book. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. This show has been a blessing into your life, and I pray it has been. Then I would love for you to please consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man Show program. And as you sow your seed, it helps us keep going, helps us reach more people. I believe in God to reach more people, to get even more countries tuning in. And I am believing God for that, for more and more people to keep tuning in to this broadcast. And so you can, in order to sow a seed, you go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Excuse me. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind related to that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are in fact capitalized. So that you know, I'm telling you that so that you know that. Amen. And I always say that, you know, as you sow your seed too, I pray over your seed when you sow it. And so the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is the verse that says, therefore he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. If you sow, you're going to reap. He who soweth sparingly shall also reap. Sparingly. Then it goes on to say, however, he who soweth bountifully shall also reap. If you sow sparingly, you reap. If you sow bountifully, you reap. But it says, he who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And the Lord looks on the heart. It's not specifically on the dollar amounts, as in like how many dollars did you give. It's not about that. It's not about how many dollars. It's about your heart. And I know that. It's about the heart. It's not about dollar signs. And now I want to sing a couple songs, and then I want to get into the word of the Lord for I won't forget the wonder of how you run the deliverance, the exodus from my heart. You found me, you freed me, you held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The cloud by day, the sign that you are with me. The fire by night, the sign that lives in my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you stepped into my Egypt, you took me by the hand, you marched me out in freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God, I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You stepped into my Egypt, you took me by the hand, you marched me out in freedom into the promised land. No, I will not forget you, God, I will sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. but trembles at his voice. But trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Age to age, he stands. Time is in his hand. Beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. Our God have three in one. Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Yes, Lord, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are great. You are so great. You are the great I am. You're the first and the last. Thank you, Lord God, for everything you are to us, everything you've been to us, everything. Thank you for everything you've already done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do yet for us. Thank you for the lives of every listener that have made that determination tonight to tune in, to learn something about you tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you are making us into what we ought to be. Thank you, Master, that you know what these listeners have need of tonight. You know what they have need of, even when I don't. But you do know. And I know that you are working right now. And that you are helping us to get through this maze called the last days. And I thank you that you're helping us as I speak right here, right now. Because I know that you're working. And now I make my confession over this program tonight, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 13. Woo! Amen. Praise God. Exodus 13. Thank God for the Word of God. What would we do without it? Well, I don't know what we'd do without it. I don't know what I would do without it. Now, we don't serve the God. We do not serve. We do not worship the Bible. We're not into. I'm not into this Bible idolatry stuff. But I do serve the God of the Bible, the God of the Word. So I want to start with chapter 13. I want to start reading with verse 17. So Exodus 13, 17. When Pharaoh let the Israelites go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, even though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their mind and return to Egypt. So, God led the people around to the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Sukkoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By the day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, by the way, we just crossed into chapter 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pen-Heraroth, beside Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think, the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion. Hemmed in by the desert. For I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them. And he said, what have we done? We've let the Israelites go. We've lost their services. So he had his chariot made ready, took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pen-Heraoth, opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone? Let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses answered the people, don't be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff. Stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew, went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel throughout the night. The cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, and neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. All the night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked the Lord looked down from the pillar of the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it. The Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and the entire army of Pharaoh, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on the right hand and on their left hand. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has pulled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them, and they sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatest of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. The blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters canaled in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, of the wonders? You stretched out your hand, your right hand, but the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear you tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away with terror as good will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until you people pass by, Lord, until the people you about pass by. You will bring them in and will plant them on the mountain of your inhabitant, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horsemen and chariots and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. 22, verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea. They went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Myrna, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Mara. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Moses cried out to the Lord. The Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water. And the water became carbonated, wonderful, delicious Coca-Cola. Oh. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. No, it didn't quite become that. Moses cried out to the Lord. Wood. He gave him a piece of wood. He threw the wood into the water, and the water became sweet, it says. So the Lord made a decree and a law for them. And there he tested them. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees. And they camped there near the water. So what you see here is, so they continue on their journey. Actually, this is where they start their journey. So as we read, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh finds out that he finds out the Israelites, they're going, they're gone. And he's like, Pharaoh's like, "No, really? You're going to let them go? Really?" And he's like, I don't think so. He sends his chariots, his horsemen, to go find the Israelites who are in the Red Sea that God had dried up. God dried up the Red Sea. He put wall, he divided the water up into walls. Some wall on the right, wall on the left, so that they had a path to follow, so they wouldn't get lost. So they had that as like their GPS. There was no getting lost. And so they're going across, and because first they're like sitting there waiting, you know, and that, and then God basically tells them, you know, don't wait for the Egyptians to come. Just continue going. Go. And then, so they go, and then, God sends that, has the cloud and the fire. But then, he says, "I will fight for you." You know what? I know something. God is fighting for us. God is on our side. Nothing is impossible when God's on our side. He's on our side, folks. So no matter what it is that you're going through, he's on your side. If you know him, if you've asked him into your life, you've lived for him, he's on your side, fighting for you. He wants to help you. If you let him, he wants to help you. He wants the best for you. So these Egyptians, so these Israelites go make it across the sea on dry ground. Egyptians are going through the Red Sea. They've got their chariots, the best chariots possible. But then God makes the wheels fall off. It's hard to go across the sea. It's hard to go across, to drive a chariot without wheels. Oh, and then when they try to go through the Red Sea, they're drowned. They're drowned. They all die. Every last one of them. They were drowned. No one was there to do a save either. And they all drowned. Every one of them. Then the Israelites, after they get there, they've crossed the Red Sea, but then right after that, they're like, so the Israelites are like, you know, well, we miss Egypt. They're like, if only we could stay here in Egypt and serve our masters and not have to go to with Moses. But then Moses is telling them, you know, you got to have trust in the Lord. Got to have trust. He's trying to tell them, trust him. Trust us. Have faith in him. I mean, he didn't necessarily say the faith, but he said, trust him. Trust him. Fear him. Because he's trying to tell them, God's fighting for you, all of you. So they make it across. They spend days looking for water. They finally find some at Marah, but it's bitter. Because when you're in a desert, it's not easy to find water. And after like 3 days like that, you need water. And I imagine they were dehydrated. Or close to it, at least. Because if we go 3 days without water, if we drink no liquid in 3 days, our bodies are not in a good place. That's not good for us, you know, on the earth. So they were very thirsty. And some of them tried to drink the water. They can't stand to drink it. It's bitter. And they're like, well, we need water. What are we going to do? How are we going to survive without water? Yes, they needed water. God gave them a piece of wood. He uses that piece of wood. Suddenly the water becomes sweet. And they can drink it. Then God says, if you follow me, if you put your trust in me, if you obey my commands, I will put none of the diseases that fall on the Egyptians, none of them. None of them. Not a few. None. And so Isn't it great, listeners, to know that God is fighting for us? That even though as we live on this earth, we have battles to fight. You know, there's battles. You know, you're going to go through some battles. Some bigger than others. But we're going to go through stuff on earth. It's a matter of, it's just how it is. We're going to go through stuff. But you know what? God is fighting for us. He's on our side. And though it might feel like we may be surrounded, we can be surrounded by Him. And we don't have to give in to fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anger, sadness. Because that's not going to help us. I mean, yeah, things happen. You might get upset, worried, you know, whatever. But ultimately, you got to trust God. God will help you. Because He has our best interest at heart. Because He's the sea parter. He parted that sea for those Israelites. So they could go across it. And what we read tonight is another sign that victory is greater than the battle. It always is. Because obviously that water thing, you know, when you can't find good drinking water, if you couldn't find good drinking water, that's a battle. But God helped them. And they were groaning, kind of complaining, like, why are we here? But Moses is telling them, well, you have to trust us. You have to trust me and Aaron. After that, they trusted him. Because the way I see it, it's important to put your trust in the Lord. Because if you don't put your trust in Him, what you're going to trust in? The news? The government? Your friend? Your friends? Your mom, your dad? Ultimately, I trust in the Lord, my God. And guess what? He, Jesus, He knows all the answers. And He knows what we need. And He helped Moses when they had that little water issue, as far as not being able to find water to drink. Because that water that they had found was bitter. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to drink bitter water. And I get it, water's water, but it must have been really bitter. Because after 3 days of no water, and through the heat of the sun in the desert, it doesn't say exactly what season it was, but I'm going to guess it was probably, you know, in the 90s, 80s. But but I know something. God's on our side. God's fighting for us. And He wants to help us. He's not against us. If He's for us, who can stand against us? Who can stand in our way? The Egyptians tried to face them. The Egyptians tried to overpower them. They couldn't. Why? Because they were drowned. When they tried to cross through that dry ground to the Red Sea, they got drowned. The Egyptians did. But all the Israelites made it. They didn't die. And because God had even told Moses, you know, stretch out your hand, use your staff, and what's going to happen is the sea is going to dry up. You'll be able to go across it. They did it. They made it across the sea on dry land. Lord God, I thank you tonight for all these people who have tuned into the program. Thank you tonight that you are the miracle worker. You still do miracles. You're still parting seas. You're still making ways when it seems like there is no way. You had them go the way through the Red Sea, even though there was a shorter way. But you still made a way for them. Thank you that you're still making a way for us now. As we go through our lives, as we're dealing with the things that we're dealing with, whether it be in our bodies, whether it be in our finances, whether it be in our homes and our children and our whatever. Thank you, Lord God, that you are helping us. You're making a way, even when it seems like there isn't a way. As nothing is too hard for you. And I pray, Lord God, that these listeners who are tuned in will just put their trust in you. If they don't know you, may they turn to you. If they know you but they haven't been living for you, may they turn back to you. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that in Jesus' name. And I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come nigh us. I claim that our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. Because you have given your, because we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.